Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope that everyone had a wonderful weekend, or actually week, this week. So if you're joining me, please feel free to say hello. I'm on YouTube as well as on Blog Talk. So before we get started with today's show, why don't we go ahead and just have our guided meditation. So I invite all of you to close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. And we are going to place our hands in our hearts, be in our heart space. And we're going to invite our angels and guides, as well as our archangels today. So as we sit in our heart space, and as we have this door open for them to join us, they're going to surround us, surround our energy, with their love and light. And as they surround us, they are going to send us this bright white light of energy that rotates around us. And they are going to help us to expand our chakras, expand our energy, our light that's within. And as it expands, the archangels are around us. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Zadkiel, and Archangel Metatron. And as they surround us in our space, they're going to help draw out all of the old energy that's within, draw it out onto the surface. And as the old energy is drawn out, it gets drawn into upwards above our heads, into this cloud of energy that is going to transform and transmute that old energy into new. And as it falls down back into our bodies, back into our chakras. We're going to take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. And this renewal and this rejuvenation is going to help us feel energized, to feel renewed as we go into this weekend. So as the energy that the archangels and your angels and guides bring swirl around us, I want you to take notice of what it is that comes in for you. Colors. What it may feel like. what it is that you might see. And as energy keeps swirling around us, renewing us, the archangels are going to then ground our energy. So from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that goes down all the way down. And what comes up is this bright green and blue energy that comes back up through your feet, that comes up through each and every cell of your body. And as it comes up, it is going to help fill us and renew us and ground us as we listen to the messages that come in from the archangels today. And it's going to then go through up to our heads, through our crown chakra. And it's going to flow out like this fountain of water. And this energy is going to then go to the ground at our feet. And this energy is going to spread to all of those people in your communities, those people that are in your thoughts, that are needing this energy. And now we're also going to get source energy coming through, this rainbow energy that comes up from above, going through our crown chakra, and going to each and every one of our chakras from our crown, and then going through our third eye, into our throat chakra, and heart chakra. And then source energy is going to help really expand even bigger our heart chakra. And I want you to take notice of expanding outside of your body, into the space that you're in, and even beyond. And as it reaches to those who you love, those people in your communities, shining upon all of those who are needy in this world today. And then the source energy is going to keep going down to our solar plexus, to our sacral chakra, and then to our root, going all the way down to our feet. And then once it comes out through our feet, it's going to come back up and rotate back into your body. And what this energy is going to do throughout this weekend, as well as through next week, to help cleanse, and to help also bring out all of the old energy that is going to come out throughout this weekend as you continue to work on yourselves, as you continue to release and let go. So this is a continual process, this rotation of energy from source. And then Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and then also Archangel Samuel is going to protect us in this big ball of energy that surrounds us. That is going to protect us with our energies, keeping our energies, integrating our energies within. And then to also help us to separate our energy from those that are not ours, those energies that may want to integrate with yours. Bubble of light that the archangels bring is going to help protect us and shield us from those energies that aren't ours as we continue to send our love and light to those who are needing it this weekend and throughout this week and for the rest of this month. So when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. Take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So for those who do not know who I am, I actually, did a little bit of an introduction 2 weeks ago of who I am. And so I am Catherine Hahn. I'm a spiritual channel. And I am here to help you, to really help stretch you so that you can truly see who it is that you truly are by coming here to help you to grow, to help you to understand what it is that you need to release and let go of, what it is that you need to see when it comes to what it is that your angels and guides, as well as your archangels, are sharing with you. So I come here, and this is for you. You can reach me through YouTube during the show, as well as through Blog Talk. And if you'd like to connect with me today, the number here is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me. And if you go to YouTube, you can message me there as well. I will be checking for questions to see if anyone has questions. And then you can also reach me by going to psychictalk.net or psychic.cafe/compassionate light. So today we're going to be talking about walking a mile in another's shoes and not to get caught up in labels. So this year is a year of, it's a year of 8, which is on abundance. And also it is all about infinite possibilities. And so this month I'm touching base on what it is that we should expect when it comes to the energy for the year. And so, as we go through the next few months, we will be going even deeper onto what this year is going to be showing you, so showing each and every one of us. And so we started this month talking about manifesting, and it is going to be a huge year on manifesting what it is that you truly want. But today we're also going to be talking about what it means to walk a mile in another's shoes and why that's going to be important for this year, as well as not being caught up in labels. So we have this year so many people that are going to be awakening, so many people who are going to be more self-aware of who it is they are. That really began during that pandemic when people were locked down, when each of us were, not working as much or working from home, giving us more time to really look into ourselves and really look within and see what it is that we truly wanted out of our lives, the rest of our lives. And that really opened up a door for so many to be awakened, to be aware of what it meant, what their life meant, and what it is that they really want in their life. So you saw shifts where a lot of people were switching jobs, you know, leaving their jobs, starting businesses, spending more time with their families, spending time with those people who truly mattered. And so we are continuing that process. And this year, so many more people from whether it is different religions, for those people who didn't see themselves as spiritual beings, but they were in boxes when it came to religion, when it came to not really understanding that there is a bigger power. And so we're seeing more and more of that this year. And so for us who may have been on this spiritual journey for some time, and then those people who just awakened, this is going to be important for us to really understand where each and every one of us are coming from. And this is why we're talking about walking a mile in another's shoes. You may have heard that term before. And so what that term means is it's important for us to really listen to others' stories, and share your own stories of where you came from, your experiences, what it is that you've been through in your life, where it is that you're coming from when it comes to your childhood, when it comes to those teenagers, even at right before you started your walk, your awareness, and being awakened to the spiritual world. And so as divine beings, it's going to be important for us to really share that, but also really listen to others' stories, because that is going to help us to understand first where they're coming from and what their experiences have taught us, and also sharing with others what our experiences have taught us. Because as we share, we also learn even more about what it is that we need to see. And when we share ourselves with others, they're able to really be able to pick up on why it is you are who you are. There's a lot of people who are not able to feel into energy like you and I may be able to feel. Or you're starting to learn that gift of yours, of being able to feel into someone's energy. So when we share who it is we are, when we use our throat chakra by communicating with others, what it is that we've been through, that helps even more people to be able to listen and to hear and even feel into what it is that you're sharing so that they can understand, so that they can first be able to connect with you on many different levels, but also for them to be able to share their own lessons so that they can start to see who it is that they truly are and what it is that they're meant to do. So I encourage each of you to really be able to share with others your stories. And I encourage you to also come on here on live with me to share your stories as well. This is why I'm here, because I want you to be able to share your stories, what it is that you've been through, Because what you'll be starting to see is you'll be able to find your tribe. You'll be able to find those people who are meant for you, meant to be in your life. You're going to be able to see how you and your story help change others and help others to grow as well. Each and every one of us are teachers. We're, and each and every one of us are healers. It's important for us to truly share that. And that's just a starting point for so many of us. When we start sharing who it is that we are, we start to realize and see how it is that we can heal others in our own way, and how it is that we are meant to connect with others, and how we're meant to really understand what our purpose is, sharing about who it is that we are. We start to get those aha moments from the divine saying, this is what I'm meant to do, because I'm connecting with those people that are meant for me as I share my story, as I share what it is that I love and who it is that I am. So I encourage each and every one of us this year to do that, this month, to, and even this week, to really start sharing who it is that you are in the communities that you're in, on social media, wherever it is that you go, to really share who it is that you are. Because what you will start to see is others opening up. There may be others who have been afraid to share what they've been through and what it is that they've been learning. And by you sharing who it is that you are, you open up all of these doors, all of these possibilities for others and yourself to truly connect to who it is that you are. So how can you do that this week? How can you connect with others this week? I connect with lots of different people wherever I go when it comes to, you know, my kids have all these different activities. And so when I take them to these activities, I get a chance to meet with people within my community locally. And then also on Facebook, and now also Psyche.cafe, meeting with all these different people. And I love to really ask them. You know, it is usually the archangels nudging me saying, okay, go talk to them. And I ask them, okay. And it's not a big ask. It's not something that is huge. But even just asking someone how their day is going, that opens up so many doors. It opens other people up to really starting to share what it is that they're going through that day, which also then leads up to them sharing about maybe, you know, their week. And you create this bond with others, which helps them to really share their story. So it doesn't have to be something that's big, something that you don't have to be asking, something that maybe what you think is life-changing, but just asking how their day is going really opens that door up for yourself and others. And then not to be afraid to share what it is that you're going through that day, or to really be able to relate to what it is that they're sharing. So I encourage each and every one of us to do that, today, this weekend, this week, to really open yourself up. And not to be afraid to approach others and say, hey, you know, this is who I am. You know, I'd like to know how your day is going and see where that leads. And that is actually a big part of this weekend and this week's energy as well, to go with the flow of energy this week. So I know this past week may have been a little bit heavy for us when it comes to the energy. It might have been where you might have gotten sick. You may have gotten weighed down. You felt stressed, frustrated. And that was kind of the energy that was coming in this week. So this weekend, to really do that journaling, do some releasing on what was coming in, and then to really go with the flow this week. So if there are things coming up for you this week, to make sure to release that, to journal it out, to talk with others about it. And also, it's more than for us to listen. We are also being asked to take action on those things that are coming in through your intuition, those steps that we are meant to take to really move us forward into what it is that your goals are, to really be able to achieve those goals. So those baby steps that are coming in. But it's going to be hard to understand what those steps are if we don't do that releasing and if we don't do that letting go. Because when we keep all of that in, all of those things that we need to let go of, it really clouds our mind and clouds our heart. So as it comes in, I encourage all of us to do that journaling, to talk to those people that you can really trust, so that you can do that releasing and letting go, so that you can really be able to feel and understand what it is those next steps are, so that you can achieve those goals that you want to achieve this month. This month is almost over. We're halfway there, or past the halfway mark. And I want you to be able to achieve those goals that you set for this month before we get to the next month. And so really go with the flow this week. If things are feeling heavy, to journal it out, to call on others, to talk to them. I'm also always available as well. So you can reach out to me if you just need to chat, if you need to vent, if you need to really ask what it is that the archangels are wanting you to see. You can reach out to me as well. Now, one other thing that's coming up for this year is not to get caught up in labels. So what does that mean? So labels, when we talk about labels, we talk about those things that, those sayings that people say in the spiritual communities. So for instance, we're talking about soulmates. Soulmates can mean so many different things. Same with, if you've heard that term, dark night of the soul, there are so many different meanings to that. And so it's important for us this year, as others are opening up, others are awakening to who it is that they are as a spiritual being, especially those people who are coming from different religions. There's so many people in religions that are actually expanding to the spiritual realm, to spiritually, not just a certain religion, but understanding that there's more to it. And so it's important for us to understand that these labels that we may see in these different communities, they're all connected. So, you know, when it comes to Dark Night of the Soul, that also means that there are things within us, the negative that's coming in through ego, that is needing to be released. And that is something that you can do as well. You don't need a specific type of healer. It is something that you can release and let go of. And there's so many more labels out there. Twin flames, for another label. All these different labels, they mean the same for a lot of different things. And so when I connect with clients and they come to me and ask me, okay, can you tell me more about this label? I'm able to share with them that there's more to it than that. There are different meanings and different, there's connections to all of these different labels. So it's important for us to not be caught up in those labels this year. As others talk to you, as others share their stories and what it is that they're going through, to understand that what they're using as labels can mean the same thing as what it is that you're saying as well. And if you're confused on that, please reach out to me, because I would love to be able to explain that to you as well. So why don't we go ahead and take a few callers, as well as if you're in YouTube, you can go there and text in your questions as well. And so I had one question on YouTube that came in, and it's from first name and last name, and says, I haven't heard back from this guy I kind of partnered with. It's been 4 days. What's causing the delay? I sort of took it personally. Will I hear back? Will he promote the event? Will people sign up? So first name, last name. What is keeping you from reaching out to this person? Don't be afraid to reach out and ask, you know, what it is that is going on. You know, we just talked about connecting with others and learning about what it is that others may be going through. So I encourage you to really reach out to this guy and ask. Don't be afraid to really share what it is that you're feeling and to really be able to see and be open to what it is that they're telling you, because you'll start to see this connection with this person. And if you took it personally, I want you to start looking at that. What is it that's coming in? Why is it that you took that personally? And yes, it does have to do with some releasing and letting go that you have to do when it comes to past relationships, when it comes to those things that you've been through in the past. So be sure to do that. When it comes to promoting the event, be open. Do not be afraid to be vulnerable. And that's how you're going to have people sign up. So if you have any other questions on that, feel free to ask. I will have this up for a while. Hello, Charlotte. It is great to see you, or it is great to have you on YouTube with me. And I hope that everything is going well. And let's see. Okay, so first name, last name. I already emailed him. So now, what if you think that your energy is too in his face, that's on him. That is not on you, okay? It is important for you to be open and honest with him. And if he's not ready, then you have your answer, okay? And you can get through that. So when it comes to taking it personally, keep journaling it out. You'll be able to release that pattern. So, and when I mean being vulnerable, share what it is that you're feeling. Share what it is that you yourself are seeing and what you feel in this situation. And also being vulnerable, sharing your story, sharing why is it that you're doing what you're doing? Why are you doing, and why are you here to help others? And what it is that you want people to sign up for? You cannot be too much. You can only be yourself. Okay? So as long as you are yourself, that's all that matters. Remember, this year is full of possibilities. This year is full of opportunities that are coming your way. So don't be afraid to truly be who it is that you are. And why is it that you feel that you are too much? That is something that needs to be looked at as well. Why do you feel that you're too much? What is it that other people have said to you in the past that tells you that you're too much? Because as long as we are being who it is that we are, to the core, you can never be too much. Those people who are not meant for you then and feel that you are too much, then that's on them. That is those things that they need to work on in themselves. So that's not on you. That's not about you. Okay? So be yourself. Be open. Why are you doing what you're doing? And as long as you are who you are going to attract those people that are meant for you. So I'm glad that I could help you. And if there's anything else, please let me know. So now I'm going to go ahead and, let me see, I know it mentally, but that's a shame because it happens a lot. That is on them. Remember, that is on them. If you are being who it is that you are, there is no shame in that. You are who you are. You were created the way that you are. For a reason. And who you are is amazing. And who you are is magnificent. You were created that way. And so be yourself. And as long as you are, you're going to attract those people that are meant for you. Don't worry about anyone else. We can't, with who it is that we are, we can't please everyone. And that's not why we're here. We're not meant to please everyone, but we're meant to be who we are. And then those people who are meant to work with you, who are meant to connect with you, they're going to find you. Okay, and you are very welcome. All right, let's go to our first caller now. We have caller area code 475. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Sean, Stamford, Connecticut.
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So what have you been up to?
This is a topic that's right up my wheelhouse. as someone who has worked with the special needs community and having low vision, as I told you, that it's something I understand completely, especially when it comes to labels and such. Because with labels,
yes,
there are also some preconceived assumptions that we make that we shouldn't be making.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And working with the kids I have, that I've learned very early on that just because a child has a special need, don't turn your back on them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes. Because they can do so much. And recently, I've actually been watching AGT this week. That's what I was focused on, watching AGT. And I love watching all of the talent, all of the gifts that people have. And no matter what they look like, no matter what kind of disability they may have or may not have, and whatever it is that they can do, it's just amazing that what it is that each and every one of us can do. So including yourself, Sean, you know, because you are impaired when it comes to not being able to see. And so whenever you call in, it's amazing. And I'm so glad that you call in, because you're able to share with us what it is that you do see when it comes to not being able to, even, you know, being impaired this way, but being able to still see. So
yes,
thank
exactly.
you. For sharing.
You're welcome. And yeah, I also see it in the kids I've worked with and the kids I've known in recent years, like my friend I told you about before, who lives up in Fairfield. He has some degree of autism. He doesn't speak very well, but he can relate to me. But mostly I go to his father.
Mm-hmm.
And my dear friend who I told about, I think my first call I told about, my friend Leslie, who I've known since childhood, that I knew immediately there was a problem, and I knew what to do. But, you know, when your body tells you there's danger, you have to either fight or flight, and I decided to fight. And I now have a lifelong friend as a result.
Awesome. Oh, that's amazing. Yes, exactly. So what else? I feel that you have something else that you either have a question on or would like to share.
Yeah, well, it's funny you relate that, because there's a friend of mine I've been close to, wanting to get close to, and I called in about her on this network before, and she is a nursing student. She's going to be graduating, and she's just exactly what I need in life right now. She's young, she's beautiful, she's amazing, and with the needs I need, some needs I have, I should say, that sometimes having a nurse around is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so empathic
yeah.
and understanding, and
mm-hmm.
it is ironic that her name is Angel.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go. I'm going to go see her, and finally going to try to set this thing up finally. Because you know, we've gotten friendly, but I want to, you know, go to the next stage of this.
Awesome. Okay. So you're getting past that fear, and really, you know, going for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's really special, and I've called on her many times before, but, you know, I talked with Sharon about it, and she said, this is probably the one for me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes, definitely do.
And what's most ironic is I meet her like 2 weeks after I had an issue. I was working on a book, and the book was about a nurse who was actually an angel in disguise. And I had to put it aside for some technical reasons, but all of a sudden I go into a restaurant, I meet this waitress, and she's a nursing student, and her name is Angel. So there you go.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
So now, also, I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And what he's sharing with me is to truly be very open with your past. I know that you're a person who wants to listen to the other person and to be there for this other person, especially because you know that she's a nurse. But don't be afraid to share completely who it is that you are, because she wants to know. Even though she's a nurse and she's very empathic, there are some things that she's not able to feel when it comes to energy. So it's important for you to really communicate and really share those things that are deep things of yours that you may not have been able to share with anyone else. Okay, so
well, I have no
that's
problem
another
doing that.
Late,
I'm very much open book. I don't like to hide my stuff. When I let it out, I just let it fly. You know, politely, but I always let it fly. You know, being a Scorpio, you know,
yep,
things fly out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, there are even deeper things that when you share it with her, she's going to be able to relate with you because she has a lot of things as well that are from her past that is going to be, that she does need to bring up as well. And so when you share those things and be completely vulnerable and share those things that have hurt you in the past, to know that she's going to be able to relate with you on that.
I've always had the good fortune of getting to know some of her staff members, and they're all wonderful people. So we actually could have a whole support system, even if we're together ourselves.
Yes, exactly. So don't be afraid to really go down deep, even with her, okay? And know that, yes, it may take her a little bit of time, but to know that she is on this journey as well, and she is learning more and more about herself all the time. So as you do that, do it together, and know that it is going to be amazing for you this year with you and her, as well as other people. It's really going to open up these doors for you to really connect with even more people. So, you know, don't be afraid to look for different platforms to really speak on, share your stories, just like you have been here. And then also to reach out to those people within your local community as well, because there's so many more people out there who are needing you and your energy, your amazing energy, as well as sharing your story. They need your story because there are a lot of people who are waiting to be more aware as well as awaken who it is that they are, but they need you to really step up and be there to share your story first. Okay?
Yes. It sounds like you're describing my friend Charlene and her kids. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. You have more to do.
I need that is such good insight. I get a lot of credit for that. Fantastic.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you. There's so many great things headed your way, even in the next couple weeks. You know, as you share more of who it is that you are and really be open, because I know that I can feel it, that you are being very open with myself on this platform with others, and you have to just continue to do that. You're being an open book, actually like a book, but actually talking to people. So you don't need a book. You just need to approach people and talk to them, and they'll just start opening up to you. But
it's
yeah,
because I've had kids do that
don't...
to me. I don't know them. They just come up and they just start talking to me.
That's awesome. That's
right.
What it's about.
Right.
And
but
that's
can I
how
share
you
one,
help
one,
others.
Can I share one amazing story about 20 years ago where I was out in New Jersey, and there's this mall there called the Mall at Short Hills. So I come out of the restroom, and there's a woman with a baby, 8 months old, and I sit down to adjust my shoes, and I feel like I'm being watched. So I look around. It's not coming from the security camera. And I go around. I said, okay, let me bend down over at the stroller. Bend down. I pop the head. It was this 8-month-old boy. He was watching me the entire time, and I could sense him.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's how it is.
And then, he grabbed my finger, and he wouldn't let go of me.
I love that.
And the mom says to me, and this is a quote I'll never forget. She says, he's normally shy on strangers. And I say to myself, okay, whatever you say, lady.
Well, you know, when it comes to kids, they are more sensitive to energy. So,
oh, trust
you know,
me, I know
he
that.
Truly felt energy of yours. And
oh, trust
yep,
me, I know
that
because... with the kids I've had where my old camp, mm-hmm. I used to have these 3 girls, and I used to walk in and go, Sean's here! Sean's here! Like you said.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, keep doing that. And then, yeah, you'll get all kinds of adults really attracted to your energy. So, you know, keep doing that. This weekend, you know, be sure to release any of those fears that might come in when it comes to meeting with, Angel. And, yeah, just keep shedding those. Because it is a little deeper down. I can feel it in your solar plexus. So, you know, be sure to really, you know, let go and, you know, do that work so that, you know, when you do meet with her, that you be ready for anything that's headed your way. Not just with her, but with other people as well. Okay?
Oh, but I forgot to mention, she's also going to pediatrics. So that's where she really wants to focus.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Right, so there goes the kids
well,
again.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, I look forward to hearing from you again. And I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. And hopefully we'll talk again next week. Okay?
Oh, I love talking to you. And by the way, and you're part of my group too, always.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Of course, Kathleen. We always will. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 408. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. My name is Craig. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Craig. How are you today?
I'm doing... better than most, worse than a few. How about you?
Okay. So what's been going on?
Huh? What's been going on?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the other guy was talking about, you know, some things that were interesting, you know, and it kind of made me think about what he was saying. And I was thinking about it in light of the truth that's underneath my feelings because, you know, my feelings, sometimes they get powerful and sometimes they don't. And when they're not powerful, mm-hmm. that means everything's okay. It's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I was thinking about emerging leadership. When you see an emerging leader, that's somebody mm-hmm. that has the ability to regulate their central nervous system that's connected to the trunk of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that energy field, that is what he was talking about, goes out from us and entrains other people to follow the example that would be set forth. That
yes,
only an
exactly.
only,
yeah.
only emerging leader would have that kind of ability or insight for living. And these people are the ones that come down from their high position where these people are down here who think they're up here, but that's not the case. And we understand this is something that goes on all the time.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Okay. So, what in your case, you know, connecting this with what it is that's going on with you, what has been what is it that you've been seeing for yourself?
For myself? Well, that's a good question. That's really a good question, too. And so since you asked it, I would say for myself, it would be able to, my own self would be able to stay in control. Otherwise, I don't have the control that I need to do what I'm doing. And since I'm staying in control of myself, and sometimes, you know, my feelings become powerful. There could be something that someone was saying or something that someone was doing. Either way, it's an eye gate or an ear gate situation where it comes into my mind. So when this happens and these things come into my thought process that don't line up with the truth that's underneath my feelings being the exterior of myself, the rough exterior, if you will, underneath those feelings is a sacred place. And that's where my, that's where I am, you know, what I think, what I say, and what I do. You understand?
Okay. So being in control.
Okay.
What is.
Go ahead.
Why is it that. Okay, so I'm asking this because I have archangels coming in for you. What areas do you not feel that you're in control right now?
Well, I'm always reminded that there is something that's called righteous indignation. I'm aware of this. I didn't know this before. I didn't know this before. But I had to learn through the process of persevering through situations that I thought there was no hope for me. But that was just what I thought. And I can't rely on that because that's not always going to be accurate. You know what I mean? So I have to know something in order to do something, correct? Okay. Yeah, so when I'm doing something and other people outside of myself that are not necessarily reflecting what I'm projecting, it would show up to me that either they understand or they don't understand. The ones that do understand will be reflecting what I'm projecting because our hearts are like mirrors. And so now I understand there could be some situations where I don't have that ability to sympathize with these people because perhaps I haven't been in their shoes. That's fine. I can accept that. But yes, but when I'm speaking, I'm not just, you know, I don't know who's going to receive what and this and that until someone opens their mouth. I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know what they're going to say until they open their mouth. And that's when I get to appraise the words that are coming back to me, whether it's right or wrong. I'm not saying I'm like God or anything, but, you know, for heaven's sake. Right.
Okay.
So I think that we can help. So, I think we can help. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and continue sharing?
Okay. So what I find difficult with people that are close to me is that this is probably going to not go so well for some people, but that's okay. You can look at it in your mind, okay? I find that people, what they end up doing is projecting something that they hate about themselves onto me. These are the ones that are closest to me. And I was like, this couldn't possibly be happening because what's coming out of their mouth is certainly doesn't belong coming to me, you know? And so I have the responsibility to handle these situations in a way that will be a benefit to them, not something detrimental to them. Because we are talking about their future, which is right now.
Yeah.
So we want to pay attention to how people feel because feelings are very important in a relationship, especially a loving one, if that's what you're going to call it. But you have to know what a relationship is. Otherwise, you might be misled, meaning taken away from the thing that was important to you and being distracted for long periods of time and then finding yourself wasting time that you could have took and made wise use of.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have a lot, lot to consider when it comes to other people, because we did it for ourselves. And if we did it for ourselves, then we have a track record of persevering through things that most people are unable to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it that you can do for yourself in this situation?
Well, in my situation is when people are talking to me, what I could do for myself, which is what I do, I make mistakes, no doubt about it, okay, is to pay attention to what I'm being shown in regards to what people are saying concerning the truth that's underneath my feelings in my heart, where I'm operating as someone who is not profaning the sacred place, but in other words, I'm the one that's having to suffer while these people with their bad behavior do that profaning thing.
Well, you know, all you can do is really do what you can do for yourself. And be true to who it is that you really are. So when it comes to what other people are doing, there's nothing we can do about that. Other people have their things that then they need to work on, that they need to heal. So all you can really focus on is you.
It does. It comes back to me, like you said, it comes back to you and me, whoever is going to be listening to you right now. It comes back to who you are. And who you are is not what you think. You know, it's not, that's
no,
not
I'm,
who you
I'm
are.
I'm talking
you know?
About just yourself, within yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, within myself. But
so
see, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing about, if you're talking to me about myself, when I think about looking at my two eyeballs, right? I have two eyeballs. I can see my visions. I wear glasses, though, but that's okay. But when I look out my two eyeballs, I'm looking into the natural. This is the natural realm. And I can look at my eyes and I can see, and you can tell me things about this over here and this part of the world, or, you know, and I can look at, and I can, you know, I can see. But when someone's talking to me about something that's not looking at my two eyeballs, then I have the light on. So I realize a lot of people that are, there is a light, but it's very dim, if anything, you know. And when you come into someone's life and you shine your light in a specific area, then you're illuminating this area so they can see what you're saying. And when they can see what you're saying, they're able to turn around from that standpoint and take a look and see where you're coming from. And obviously, it's your big heart that you opened up to them. So they got red carpet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can trust you. You're being honest and you pay attention to feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a relationship where you can make a deposit of love into someone else's love bank. But you have to take the time necessary to get to know this person so that they can trust you because you're being honest. And you do pay attention, because in a relationship, if you don't pay attention to feelings, you're going to feel invisible to the other person. And that's not a place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. So
well,
as
you know,
long as you are... So,
no, go ahead.
Other people, they can't truly see your soul. The inside of you. We're not just talking about the outside, but the inside. But you know your own soul. You know who you truly are. If you are being who it is and honestly being true to yourself, then those people that you connect with, they're going to be able to feel that.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that's true, yes. I think that happens right now. I would be foolish to say that that's not happening at this very moment, because there's no way that the words that I'm saying are just going off my lips from my heart with no substance. Like, they're not going to accomplish anything. That's just ridiculous. I would not accept that as being something that would be true. No.
Yep. So that's the amazing part of you, that you are able to truly be yourself. But there's other people out there that can't do that, that aren't willing to do that because they don't want to look at their true self because it's hard for them. There's healing that needs to be done.
It hurts. It hurts. It hurts so bad. I was just going to say it hurts so bad because...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying because a lot of people run around with guilt and shame and they run away from that. And that's like a game that people play. And see, when you don't play games because if this was a game, you'd like be way ahead of the game and you'd be telling people this is not a game. This is about love. And then what love does is love generates love. Just like worry generates worry. You know, we don't want to worry about stuff because we have to be able to put our faith into something that we can trust. Otherwise, what's the point of living the life? You understand?
People that are living
the life have an understanding that they wish that other people had, but transferring something or conveying something from your heart to a heart outside of yourself may take a little bit of finesse, if you will, or, you know, there's an art to rehabilitation, I believe. And I think that this is where we need to put some shiny stars here because we all need to make a wish and it has to come true.
And that's part of healing. That's part of healing, you know, and that's why it's important for you to continue to share your truly be yourself with other people so that they can understand that they can do it too. And that's how we, each of us, are healers and teachers in that way. Because when we're being true to who we are and share that with other people, then that energy that you're bringing to them, they're going to be able to feel it. And then they're going to then start being able to really open up to who it is that they are.
That would be my greatest, that would be something that would just, there's nothing that really sets me down, but that would set me down and have me just in shock about, there's no way, there's just no way. I mean, I could talk to some people sometimes, but, you know, I never thought about, you know, I just want to say this though, you were saying something earlier, and I wanted to say something, but I wanted to be polite and not say anything because I have a tendency to talk a little too much, and so that gets me in a lot of trouble, I guess, and a lot of times people are not really interested in listening, and that's okay. I understand. I get it now. I understand. But the ability to communicate with somebody that maybe is going through a difficult time, and I've been through so many things that would, you know, just horrible things, if you will. And I look back at these things because I never saw myself before. You know, I never saw myself before on the inside of who I am. I never, ever saw myself. And well, I remember the first time I did see myself on the inside, I was in shock because I never knew what love was before. I had no idea. But so at that moment, I understood that I was loved. I just looked at myself and said, there's just no way. I mean, I'm looking at myself and there's just, I don't see any, no way. Something's wrong with this. You know, looking at myself so wonderfully. There's no way I can look at myself that way. I was in shock. I was so disturbed by looking at who I was and before, and now I'm somebody different, and I was in shock. So here's two different people right now, you know, and I'm looking at my old self, and I'm just verbally saying out loud, there's just no way I'm going to be used for something good. I just don't see it. Well, I didn't understand that my past was going to become very good for my future. because I was looking at my abilities. I was looking at my abilities mm-hmm. to empathize, sympathize, whatever words you want to use, with my fellow man whenever I possibly can. So
mm-hmm.
with that cornucopia of experiences that I bring to the table, I feel that there is definitely going to be a benefit to a lot of people who are able to reflect what I'm projecting in some kind of way.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that you called in and shared this, because there's so many people out there that are feeling the way you felt. And for you to really open up and share all of this, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're helping so many people. You don't even know.
I don't. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know.
You are actually helping heal people right now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's amazing. That's what I think about to myself. I think, well, I wish that these things would come true. Yeah. I want to look at my two eyeballs in the natural realm and see this happening. You know, I would, because I got the ability to see in the natural where I was born, and then I became spiritually aware of myself, and I've been this mm-hmm. way since 1999, and
there's no other way now.
It's a reality for me, and
mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
not going to say it's I'm not
no
going to say it's been easy.
You're being true to who you are.
I have no choice.
But this is who you are.
Yep.
So don't keep being who you are. Keep sharing your story. Keep being open about what you've been through. And that's how you change lives.
I believe so.
So I want to thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, this year, as, you know, we continue on, yeah, this is a year of infinite possibilities. So whatever
Absolutely.
It is that you truly want to do to help people, as long as you are being true to who it is that you are, then you're able to help people in so many ways that you can't even imagine.
I hope so. I really do.
That's how it works. As long as we are being true to who it is that we truly are and doing those things that we really believe that we are able to do to help others.
Yeah. I thought that was a good thing, when you could empower somebody else outside of yourself with the same positive attitude that you possess. I mean, I know when I talk to people sometimes, it seems that the words that I speak will step on somebody's toes because they think they know. That's why that happens. And so the comfort that I was comforted with when it happened to me, I get to comfort other people through the same comfort that I was comforted with, if that makes any sense. Hello? Are you there? Hello? I can't hear anything, so I'm not sure what's going on. I mean, I'm still on, but I don't hear anybody. Hello? Let me check. I guess I can call back.
415. Hello, caller. What, are you there?
Hi. Yes, you came back. I was listening, and
yes.
You disappeared.
We just had a glitch.
Great.
So, what's your name?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Good. Good. Good to catch your show.
So, how can I help you?
If you could talk to me about, I guess, kind of clarifying things. Like I did 2023, I did a lot of exploring and things for me that I've always wanted to do. And that's every day. There's always more, but I'm being impatient. I'm ready for the aha, this is it. I want to pursue this more. Anything more about how I can find or clarify things I want to pursue more deeply?
Okay. So I have Archangel Samuel, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And what they're sharing is also Archangel Uriel. So what they're sharing with me is, first, it's going to be important to really do more letting go. So more of, so I encourage you to journal out what it is that you've been doing, journal out what it is that you don't like about what it is that you're doing right now, and then also journal out those things that you are doing that you feel aligned with. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have been.
Awesome. So, yeah, so we're going to continue to do that. So you want to go even deeper. So not just about work, so this is going to have to do with where you live, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to if you're doing any volunteer work, you know, all those different things, what you're doing within your community. So I want you to see all those things that you are doing, because what you're going to also be able to see is that they're part of your gifts and your talents. And then also, what is it that's not aligned, that you feel like you're stuck and it just doesn't feel good to you? So you're going to write those down, because it's going to really be able to help you to see what it is that you need to see, that you need to just readjust when it comes to this year. Now, also, Archangel Uriel stepping in, because there are fears that are coming into the new. So anything new that you're wanting to do, those fears are coming in. So to write those down, that's going to really be helpful to you, to be able to just see it on paper and to see what it is that's in your mind and heart that you need to see with your eyes. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you start doing that and doing that organized, so it's you're organizing, you're compartmentalizing it. So then once you're able to really see all of that, you're going to then be able to organize everything that's on your mind and be able to release and let go, so that you can get that clarity on what it is that you really want to do. I do feel what I hear is writing, not just the journaling, but even more writing, writing about sharing your story, sharing your experiences, because not only is it going to help other people, but it's going to help you to understand what you need to actually go back to when it came to, you know, what you really wanted to be when you grew up, when you were little. Also, those, and that connected to what it is that you're meant to do coming up. It can happen really fast for you too. And so as long as you do all that work of letting go and journaling and releasing everything that's on your heart and your mind, things will start to happen really quickly. Time's going to just fly by for you, and there's going to be tons of opportunities that come your way. You have to really feel into then what is for you. What is it that you want? What feels good to you? What feel, and making sure that it's, it feels really good to you. Okay?
Yeah, great.
And then I want you to check back with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to check back with me next week, because there are more messages that are coming for next week for you as well.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go somewhere like for the eclipse. I know it's kind of late to plan it now. In April, a lot of people are flying somewhere and staying in hotels, but
okay.
I really would like to do you see me going, even if I drive a day or so, to get somewhere where the full eclipse is?
If that is what you truly want, I mean, you don't have to, because you can really feel that even where you live, just going outside. But
uh-huh.
if that's truly what you want, that is something that can definitely happen for you.
All righty. Great. Okay. Thank you. I will start writing more organized way. Yeah, because I do write about work things, but never like friendships or volunteering or all that combined. I haven't done everything like that. So I'll add those.
Yep. You want to do, pour it all out on paper so that you can see it.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you. Have a great
awesome.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So we are actually coming up on, I do need to, get going, but I want to thank everyone for joining me today. It's amazing how Divine just connects people, have people call at the right time. And so thank you so much for joining me. If you want to connect with me, you can go to psychic.cafe/compassionatelight. I am there. And you can message me from there as well. I will also be on for tomorrow's show because we have our special episode coming up tomorrow. So be sure to tune in. And I look forward to talking to you all again soon. So as I am ending the show, I will be looking at the YouTube chat. But for now, I look forward to talking to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.